In 1993, a mathematician gave the singularity a deadline. It expired in 2023. Nobody rang a bell. No machine woke up. So either the most famous idea in artificial intelligence is wrong, or we are living inside it and cannot tell. Let's walk through the morning it supposedly happens. The word came from a conversation in 1958. The mathematician John von Neumann described progress accelerating toward what his colleague later wrote down as an essential singularity in the history of the race, beyond which human affairs as we know them could not continue. A point past which you cannot see. 7 years later, a British mathematician named Irving John Good wrote down the mechanism. Define an ultra-intelligent machine as one that can far surpass every intellectual activity of any human. Designing machines is one of those activities, so that machine could design a better machine, and that one, a better one still. Good's conclusion is the line everyone quotes. The first ultra-intelligent machine is the last invention that man need ever make. Not because we stop inventing, because after that, we are not the ones doing it. That is the theory. Now the part you actually came for. What would that morning feel like from inside your own kitchen? Here is the scenario, and it is only a scenario. Nothing below is a prediction. 7 in the morning, you wake up. Your phone has reorganized itself overnight. Not updated, reorganized. An app you never installed has drafted 3 emails you were going to write, and they are better than your drafts. You have not read a headline yet. Nothing feels historic. By 9, 3 research papers have appeared in a field you follow, all solving a problem that was opened yesterday. By 11, the markets have stopped making sense to the people paid to explain them. By 1, the explanations themselves are being written by the thing that caused them. Quick note. This voice is AI, not a person reading a script. It will be strange to narrate this particular story without saying so. Here is what that animation gets wrong, including mine. Vinci's actual argument was not that you would watch it happen, it was the opposite. A singularity is defined as the point where prediction fails. If you could narrate the morning minute by minute, it would not be a singularity, it would just be a fast Tuesday. Bernard Binch made the deadline famous in March 1993 at a symposium sponsored by NASA. His sentence was blunt. Within 30 years, we will have the technological means to create superhuman intelligence. Shortly after, the human era will be ended. 30 years from 1993 is 2023. So he was wrong, or early, and the experts do not agree on which. Published estimates for human-level machine intelligence have landed on 2030, on 2045, on 2050, on 2085. At one conference of AI researchers, about 41% said never. That spread is the real finding. When the same question gets answered with 2030 and with never by people who study it full-time, the honest read is that nobody knows. Not the optimists, not the critics. What everyone does agree on is narrower and less cinematic. AI systems are now used to help design AI systems. That loop is real. Whether it runs away is exactly the part nobody can settle. So what do you do with a morning that may never come? Treat it as a stress test, not a forecast. The scenario is useful for one reason. It asks what you would want to be true before it started. Who has the keys? Who gets told? What gets checked before a system is allowed to improve itself? Those are questions with answers today, and they do not require a singularity to matter. That is the honest version of this video, not a date, a checklist. Good's paper is from 1965 and still reads like it was written last week. Worth finding. If this was worth 5 minutes of your day, subscribe! There's a new one every couple of days.